Rikus Grimbeek, the former head of Vale Sudbury Operations, has stepped down as president and CEO of Trevally Mining months after a fatal flash flooding accident at its mine in Burkina Faso last spring. Grimbeek's resignation was announced September 16 by the Vancouver-based zinc and lead mining company, now under creditor protection and for up sale. His departure comes in the wake of the death of 8 workers at Trevally's Percoa mine in the West African country last April after water from heavy rainfall breached the berm surrounding the underground mine. 8 workers died. The mine manager and a contract manager were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Both received suspended sentences. The investigation of the flood disaster by authorities in that country continues. Grimbeek joined Vale at its chief operating officer for Canada, the UK, and Asian refineries in May 2018. After a short tenure in Sudbury, he departed in February 2019 and joined Trevally in April of that year. He was appointed to the board of directors in March 2020. Trevally filed for creditor protection under CCAA, Companies Creditors Arrangement Act, on August 19. A news release from Trevally said with the sales process underway for the company's Roche Pinna mine in Namibia and Caribou mine in New Brunswick, the board and Mr. Grimbeek determined that it was the appropriate time for him to step away from Trevally.